The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back. George Norrie, Jeffrey Jarrett back with us. Intuitive medium, published author, spiritual artist, spiritual educator. In his passion to write and teach about universal consciousness and the rediscovery of the higher self, and the continuity of life. As an educator, Jeff provides spiritual workshops and mentorships on self-communication, intuition development, channeling higher self, chakra balancing and healing, and karma and reincarnation, and of course, manifestation. That's one of my favorite words, Jeff. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. It's great to be with you.
How easy is it to manifest things?
Manifest is the easiest thing we can do because you're using your mind, body, and soul. You're using your talents, skills, and your passions. And manifestation is a process of just being yourself. And that's why it's so different from so many things. And that's been such a hot topic the last several months. So,
explain what an intuitive medium is.
So an intuitive medium has the ability to connect. The intuitive part is connecting with your overself, your higher self. And that's the voice of your spirit. So it's getting guidance and wisdom and understanding from your spirit, which has existed forever. The mediumship part has to do with connecting with spirits, loved ones who've crossed over, and both vibrate at a higher frequency. So it's all about just connecting to that higher energy.
Is it easy or difficult, Jeff, to connect with spirits that have passed on?
You know, it's just like anything that we do, playing the piano, learning how to do any task, skill, or talent. The more that you do it, the easier it does get. It's just making your mind available and open. It's being in a place of stillness and calm and allowing those subtle messages to just be received.
Would you consider yourself like a radio?
Absolutely. You're a receiver. And you're tuning into a higher frequency as opposed to a lower frequency. So when we're in the physical world, we can see, feel, hear, taste, and touch within very limited ranges. But when you can expand that range, you can understand things from your subtle body, which is your energy field, out even up to the highest vibration of spirit.
You balance science and religion. Is that difficult for you?
No, because truth reinforces itself in so many different ways. I was raised Catholic, and the teachings of Christ are very interesting, you know, when it comes to the resurrection and so forth. And I see a lot of symbolism. But even when we go way back to Eastern philosophy and reincarnation and the continuity of life, and you get into philosophers like Socrates and Plato from, you know, the 400 BC, who back then believed that mind is separate from the body and that the mind continues after the body dies.
Jeff, when you communicate with spirit, how do you know you're communicating with the one you're trying to find?
So spirit spirit will provide subtle clues. So the sitter, the person receiving the information, has what I call connecting points with that spirit. They're unique experiences they had. It might have been a vacation, a holiday, a gift exchange, a certain music or a style of music, but they have really specific hobbies, passions that were shared between those two, and that's the door opener. It opens a door to say, hey, I have the spirit here, and this is how they've connected with you. And then from there, they'll provide inspirational information. And that's my favorite part of the reading, is what insight do they have from that higher perspective now that they're out of body?
Do you demand evidence?
Yeah, when I'm sitting with spirit, I ask them to just please allow me to understand their connection to the sitter. And there's a process, they call it blending, and you blend with the energy of the spirit. They know what's unique to you, too. So, you know, if I know tennis, they're going to use tennis analogies versus football. They know how to make that connection, and then you blend with your sitter, and you get, I'm empathic. I can feel what the sitter wants to know and understand, and spirit then will relay that. And like you said earlier, the radio or the telephone in between, I relay the information between the two loved ones.
How did this happen for you, Jeff?
So as early as I can remember, I remember being in my crib and seeing and talking to spirits. And these spirits coached me and told me that I was going to have the ability to help people understand that their loved ones are always around them. And I remember my first experience seeing a spirit. I was three, and a neighbor across the street had passed away. He was reading the paper in his chair. And when they were carrying him out on the stretcher, I saw a likeness of him standing next to it. And he was just smiling, and he just said, everything's okay, everything's okay. So it's been natural for me to have that. So, you know, some people have that natural ability, and then others can develop it through practice.
Let's talk a little more about these connecting points that you're so tuned in with.
Yeah, so the connecting points are really emotional connections that you have with a loved one, really special moments. It's not always that trip to Disney. It might be that conversation you had sitting on the porch while you're, you know, watching the stars. It might be a concert you shared. It might be a hobby. It might be a recipe someone shared, or how to work with a garden. But those deeply connected actions, words, experiences are embedded in you. And there's a principle in science called entanglement, and it really is connected to that entanglement. On a molecular level, cellular level, or even an organ level, there's a history, energetic history, with molecules, cells, and tissues. And we've heard stories where people get organ transplants, and all of a sudden they'll feel personality traits, or they'll have dreams, or they'll want to make food choices that were connected to the donor, because there's an energy entanglement there. Imagine, though, the entanglement that exists between you and another person that you shared your life with. It's an eternal, everlasting energy exchange that will continue beyond the physical incarnation.
Jeffrey, is this entanglement critical for the relationship between this side and the other side?
What I believe is so important for us while we're here, when we incarnate, we come with a very specific soul agreement. And that soul agreement, we're going to be led on according to the personality. We choose our body, which has a personality. But there are two major feedback mechanisms that are going to help us understand and know that we're on the right path. One really important one are relationships, because you attract to you that like energy of what you're putting out. So the people that come to you are a reflection. They're a mirror to how you're expressing yourself. And if you don't like what you're getting, then that might be a clue for you to do some work to change that. But when you really love and embrace and have compassion for a person, you're seeing a part of yourself that's your true self. The second mechanism is karma, and karma can be instant or it can take time. But I think in science, we always talk about feedback loops, and karma and relationships are really important feedback loops as we're here experiencing life, and letting us know, are we on the right path or do we have to make some adjustments?
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Is it us who wants to deal with the departed or the departed that wants to deal with us?
That's a great question, and it's a symbiotic relationship. One thing I've learned in the last 10 years with spirit communication is how important it is for them to follow us and to watch us. It's like watching reality TV. If they had struggles with patience, with forgiveness, some life lesson, they can watch us and they can learn by seeing the experiences that we're incurring. And so there's a win-win. They give us little nudges of encouragement and try to keep us on the path. You know, they don't interfere with our free will, but when we're making a choice that doesn't seem like it's in our higher good, they'll send a message through a dream, through another person, through a song on the radio, through a billboard when you're driving by. They're very masterful at getting messages to us. It's all about us just being aware and open to receive.
Jeff, explain what the spirit world is like.
So there's a couple different interpretations. One that I love from classical mediums way back in the 1800s is they call it Summerland. It's like a vacation area. It's lighter. It's grander. There's more compassion, love, and kindness. And in that world, what we do is we have lots of reunions. Again, we meet people we knew in this life or even our ancestors before, because there's a thread within a soul family. But we're meeting those individuals that were living a similar, perhaps a similar life path. And the other thing is they do a lot of reflection, like we're encouraged to do here, you know, meditation, journal, and so forth. But they reflect on what life choices they made, and they can see that if they change that choice, how it would change the whole trajectory of their life. It's not in a judgmental way. It's more in a healing and understanding way. As they observe, there's a self-evaluation, and then they can start to prepare for their next incarnation.
Are they sad because they have passed over?
No, and you know, George, that's one of the big disappointments I think sometimes when I talk to people is, how come they're not sad? They're not sad because they have the awareness and understanding that they're still connected. There's no division. The veil's real thin between the worlds. And they get a little disappointed when people are in such deep grief. They understand the physical connection's gone, but when you really sit with it, the physical is so minor compared to the emotional, the mental, and the spiritual connection and bond you have with someone. And you know, there's no distance there. They make themselves known, and they like to use really unique signs and symbols. And it could be something as simple as pennies, feathers, hummingbirds, you know, roses, a certain song. But they'll let you know they're there, but you have to be in that mindset and give yourself that stillness and quiet time to feel their presence. Because most spirit contact is feeling-based.
Is the process of death different for different kinds of ways they've died? Let me explain that. Somebody dies in a car crash. Somebody dies in their sleep. Somebody dies in a hospital room. Is the transition to the other side different for each one, or is it all the same?
You know, and again, another great question to think about. So what is interesting is many times when people want that evidence, can you tell me specifically, you know, what was I wearing when I was, you know, by their deathbed, or what was going on? They're not so focused on that. And if you think about it, they're going to just this amazing place, heaven, nirvana, the afterlife. And if you're headed, you imagine you're looking toward the sun and not back at the dark, they're not so connected to that process. Now, just like we resist in this life, there are people who will resist. Their spirit will resist leaving the body, or their personality, their ego will hold on to it. And that resistance, you know, can make it more painful. But as soon as they leave, they realize it's all pain-free. It's all gone. There's no more emotions. There's no more fear. There's no more shame. There's no more guilt. I mean, what a beautiful place. That's why when people talk about, you know, having a near-death experience, many of them will say how they didn't want to come back, because it's just beautiful. And that's what the spirit world has conveyed to me. So it's once they let go, and many times they don't let go because they're concerned for loved ones here. They might be concerned for their well-being, and but that's why it's so important that when we have the opportunity, as someone's making their transition, that we send them off. We say, you know, do whatever in your highest good, and allow them to float away so that they are not in that place of resistance.
Is astral projection a little like dying?
In a way. With astral projection, just a part of your spirit is going traveling. So when you look at your energy body, your energy field, you know, your physical body is actually part of the energy field. Then you have your emotions, your mental, your spiritual. But the way I see your astral projection is you're taking a piece of your spirit, and it's a pioneer. It's going to go to a different dimension. It's going to go to a different location. It's going to go to a different time so that you can explore and then bring that back to the spirit to assimilate that experience. There might be some unresolved things. And this is what's interesting about Carl Jung and Rudolf Steiner's work as psychologists, is they believe that your spirit could actually do a lot of growth from just projecting yourself to different lifetimes or different dimensions, and you can have that experience, you can resolve that conflict, and then bring it back to yourself. And we often travel astrally in our sleep state, and when we get into that really deep REM sleep is when we have the opportunity to expand beyond all the dimensions. You know, the only place that time and space exists is in the physical. Once you leave the physical realm, which you do when you go into the astral plane, you have so many limitless possibilities to explore yourself.
Jeffrey, give us a tutorial on dying for somebody who's just passed on. What do they expect?
So what spirit tells me happens immediately is that they'll often use the analogy of a train station, and they'll, you know, they go through the tunnel that people talk about, but they end up, and all these loved ones are there to meet them. And there's a knowing and understanding, even of ones you've never met in this physical lifetime. But there's this overwhelming unity and oneness that happens energetically. And it's not that they forget about us on this side, but they're focused on this amazing experience, but they also realize how limited their spirit is in the physical body. It's like having an anchor attached, and now they're like this free-floating helium balloon, and they have this ability to just float and fly. And again, that sense of resistance, that heaviness, that's what many people talk about, again, after a near-death experience, is the heaviness they feel once they come back into the body. So they explore these relationships, because remember, our relationships with, going back to our term entanglement, we're entangled with all these different individuals. We have experiences that are unique to us, and those individuals will remind us of those, and immediately we go into that place of self-reflection. There are studies, too, that people have done through hypnosis and regression, and they say that, like, if someone was really, really ill, sometimes their spirit needs to recharge a little bit before it has all these experiences of networking and reconnecting and actually, like, celebrating when they're, you know, they're meeting each other. When someone chooses to leave their body, too, it's not just about their karma and their time. There's a divine and sacred timing universally within the family, especially the soul family, of when they leave. So if a spirit leaves before someone, you know, a loved one gets to the hospital, there might be an issue that loved one has to deal with relative to guilt or shame or whatever. But it's not any kind of punishment, but it's a lesson. But when we get into that space of knowing and understanding that everything's in divine and perfect order, that's the knowing that our loved ones get to immediately when they leave their body. And that's why it seems like it's just magnificent what they get to experience.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.